This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a good weekend. It is October 4th, 2021. We've got the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we got it coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it wouldn't be Monday without some hacker news. And these hackers had Coinbase on their radar. Actually, they had about 6,000 customers on their radar. These bad actors were able to infiltrate these accounts and steal cryptocurrency from around 6,000 Coinbase customers. And they did it by exploiting a multi-factor authentication flaw. Now, the cryptocurrency exchange said that the security team actually observed a large-scale phishing campaign targeting users between April and early May of this year. And it seems that some of those victims apparently fell to those malicious emails, and in turn giving hackers complete access. Of course, the folks over at Coinbase, they recommend using two-factor authentication, but we all know authentication is only as good as the end user. You could have quadruple authentication, but if you ain't careful where you're clicking, it could be severe compromise in the end. Well, we're just about 24 hours away from Windows 11, at least for the mainstream. Insiders have already had it for quite a while. However, though, Microsoft hasn't really shined much light on their new Office 2021. Well, now we've got a little bit more details, including how much it's going to cost. Yes, Microsoft 2021, also due for release on October 5th, the same day as Windows 11, will of course be available for Windows and even Mac OS. But of course, if you want Office without a subscription, you're going to have to give it all right up front. How much you giving? $150. Yes, that's what Microsoft revealed at the price starting at $150. Yes, starting. That, of course, will be for the Office Home and Student version of 2021 Office. That will include Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote, and Microsoft Teams. However, though, if you need Outlook or use of any of the Office apps for business, yeah, now it starts going up. The Office Home with those added features, or the Business Office, is going to set you back $249.99. Now, those opting for the non-subscription version of Office doesn't mean you're going to be missing out on anything, at least important features. Office 2021 includes various collaboration features, such as real-time co-authoring, so that you can work on the same document in real time. From Microsoft, we move on over to Apple, and particularly for those people out there saying, hey, that MacBook Pro, we ever going to see it? Well, apparently it might be sooner than later. All indications are pointing that Apple will be on track to release the new MacBook Pro this fall. We've all heard about the rumors of a totally redesigned MacBook Pro. Those, of course, are the same rumors that say it's coming soon or it's coming next year. But now more rumors are pointing to, yes, indeed, this year. In fact, possibly next month, which would make sense. Apple does hold a lot of November events, and they usually focus on their Mac line. Now, as far as the latest rumors go for the MacBook Pro redesigned, we're hearing two predictions of two different flavors. Both, however, though, will be 10-core processors, with eight of those actually being high-performance cores. Where things could differ is in the graphics department. It could either be 16 or 32 graphic cores. And this is pointing towards those two different versions we're hearing about. Of course, that also sets alongside the usual screen sizes, which is currently set at either 14 inches or 16-inch models. And finally, staying with Apple. Oh man, have you got an iPhone 8 out there that still needs that logic board repaired? Too late. That program being that offered customers the possibility of a defective iPhone 8 model with a complete free repair of the logic board. Now, this launched way back in August of 2018, so yeah, they let this go for quite a while. It was targeted at what Apple called a very small percentage, even though there's quite a bit actually out there, of iPhone 8 devices that had a defective logic board. Most of those models were actually sold in China, Hong Kong, India, Japan, and New Zealand. Unfortunately, though, as of today, if you never got around to getting that phone turned in for repair, it's going to cost you now. Apple is still saying that customers still experiencing issues with their iPhone 8 should still contact Apple support, and they may be willing to help you in any way possible. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, is, of course, where you find all the BTN podcasts, including the News Show, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. Also, find us on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our community with our BTN Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun today. So what's taking you so long? Head on over now to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show, back at your way for your Tuesday. Thursday edition tomorrow. Get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.